Passengers flying into the U.S. should prepare for longer security lines as agents check electronic devices with batteries. Cell phones, DVD players, laptops, and more must be turned on at the gate, or else you can't board the plane.
It's just part of flying. If you don't want to fly, or if you don't want the inconvenience, don't fly.
Well, I'm a rule follower, so if the rule is that we have to do it, then I'll do it. Don't necessarily like it.
U.S. intelligence has learned bomb makers could be hiding explosives in those devices.
They are small items, but it takes very little explosives to penetrate the hull of an aircraft and cause catastrophic damage.
The fighting and instability in Syria and now in Iraq has American officials worried that both countries have become a breeding ground for terrorists, some with passports that could allow for easy travel to the United States.
I think it's an ever-evolving, ever more sophisticated adversary, so I think the U.S. has to step up its game.
About 250 airports offer nonstop service into the U.S., but TSA is not releasing which of those airports is asking passengers to turn their electronics on.